You can never be too rich or too geeky. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
All right, it's hour number two of the Computer Corner. We're not even going to go to the Geek Speak now. Let's just go right to the phones.
I click it once.
Now, didn't we have somebody on that's been holding...
Triple click at any price.
Wow.
Sorry, I'm just...
You're like a rapper hacker.
Yeah.
Like song,
Eminem, but...
You're like a song hacker.
Talent.
Somebody was asking about DVD camcorders. We still have that person on there, Michael?
DVD camcorders. Oh, they were on line one. And
DVD camcorder? No, is the guy gone?
I think they're gone.
Well, we have some specific... Yeah, it is one of the newer technologies out there. I'm not sure necessarily it is the best way to go, and we'll give you some reasons why shortly, but let's...
You can record straight to DVD, is that crazy?
Yeah, but you know how DVDs are a little unstable
a little
as far
bit.
As the lasers and...
shaking and stuff?
Well, if you accidentally jar that camera...
Oopsie-hoopsies.
...incorrectly, you can. I mean, we saw it with Sony's CD burner versions of the camera.
The Mavica?
Yeah, the digital cameras that use CD technology, and if you dropped it or bumped it, the laser gets out of alignment, you got no...
You better get the super extended warranty on that.
You got no camera, so that's the downside to DVD technology in a camcorder.
Where do you want to go on the lines here?
I don't know. Where? Jim? Jim been holding forever?
I think Dan in Phoenix was next up.
Hey, how are you guys?
Hey, were you the one with the DVD question?
No, I wasn't.
Oh, all right.
I'm sorry about that.
All right.
Hey, listen, I got two questions real quick. I tried downloading your stream to stream your show.
The radio show?
Right.
Yeah, unfortunately, we don't have any control over any of that stuff.
Well, actually, are you talking about the live show or one of the old archives?
Well, no, you're just your regular show during the morning.
Yeah, you're
like
going...
Like right now, if I went in and tried to stream and listen to it, I couldn't do it.
Yeah, off of KTAR's website.
Right.
Yeah.
I downloaded it, okay, but what happens is it gives you a questionnaire to fill out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the questionnaire is twice the size of my screen.
That could be a problem.
Jeepers.
It doesn't have a right margin.
Yeah, unfortunately, we don't have a whole lot to do with KTAR's website, A, and then they don't have a whole lot to do with the streaming company that's doing that streaming for them, and so we're a couple steps removed, but...
What you can try doing is hold the Alt key down and then hit the space bar.
Okay.
Alt space bar. What that should do is bring down a little submenu from the top left corner that'll allow you to move. You can use your arrow keys to go to the move.
Oh, all right.
And then you can try doing that, or you might want to increase the resolution on your screen. I don't know how how old the equipment is.
Yeah.
The other, can you see the little blue bar at the top?
Well, I'm not on the road right now.
No. I'm saying when it comes up, the little margin.
No.
You can't.
I can see the radio bar on the top, and
I'm talking about
only see half of it.
I'm talking about the questionnaire. You can't see the very top because if anytime you see the blue border on any Windows program, if you double click it, it'll go to the opposite like. Full page mode or windowed mode, so you can try going back and forth that way.
Right. I tried everything I knew, but that alt space might work.
Yeah, try that. At least you can manipulate it. What was your other question?
The other quick question was the spam that you get on the garbage that you get on the Outlook Express. I've had my email for about 2.5-3 years now.
Yes.
And I go out on the road for a couple weeks, and I'll come back, and I'll have like 80 emails, and about 76 of them will be nothing but garbage.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with Outlook Express.
Yeah. Is there any way I can change my main identity on that?
Has nothing to do with identities. It's your email address. Your email address
it's
has
email
been...
Address.
You've been around and in circulation for that long, and there's really no way to get around this unless you just don't use your email address. What you can do, Outlook Express has rules that you can put in place that say any time a message comes in that has these words, Viagra, refinance, whatever it is you want to take out, and it'll just put them right into the trash bin. You need to learn how to use those rules because there's, you can change email addresses right now, but, 2 years from now, you're going to be back in the same thing.
Just don't ever give out that email address, and you might be okay.
And if it makes you feel any better, I get about 80 a day.
Yeah. Well, I go through every week, and I click on yours, and I'll do yours, and a few others,
if you learn how to use the rules, and we've got specific instructions, I've got columns that I've written on that at computerproblems.com. It'll give you the step-by-step. The other thing you can do is the stuff you know you want, you can set a rule that says, take the stuff I want and automatically put it into this folder, so you know all the good stuff is always in that folder. It's a quick way to look at all the good stuff.
Oh, that's an idea.
All right?
Okay, I'll look at that.
All right, Dan,
thanks,
good luck.
Guys.
All right, bye-bye.
Take care.
You bet.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. 602-277-5827. Actually got lines open, so
that is the number. Also, people who are going to computer problems, if you want to see stuff about message rules, just go look for the search box and type in message space rules, and you'll see about four articles come up that give you very good step-by-step instructions on how to do it in your mail program. So message rules is the keyword to kind of search for.
Time for Jim?
Where are we at? Let me see. Yeah, we got time for Jim. We're going to cruise right to him. He's Jim in Peoria. Welcome to the Computer Corner.
Jim, you got a Quicken problem, and goodness sakes, you held long enough. Let's see if we can help you.
Well, I hope so. I started out with Quicken 3, and then went to Quicken 6.
Okay.
And then I went to, I'm using 2000 Deluxe right now.
Okay, all right.
And lo and behold, it works fine, and Quicken 6 did the same thing all at once. The information on my check register for as far back as a year and a half is gone.
It got removed?
It goes, goes on its own, no error message or anything. It's just blank. Their information is gone. Or it might be some information, but it's erroneous. And that is going on now.
Within Quicken, you can set up different, what they call companies generally. Are you sure you're not opening up a different company or not you're opening up like the default? Because that's what it sounds like is happening.
It's opening up a different file.
Well.
Do you know how to locate, do you know how to use the file manager in Windows?
Not particularly.
Yeah, I mean, what I would do is if I was having that problem, and I'm not sure if you or maybe a friend of yours can come over and help you, you want to try to track down all the different Quicken files, the actual Quicken data files. They usually start with whatever, dot QD something, QDW,
QDT. QDB is the regular file, yeah.
So if you do a search for all files on your computer that's star dot Q something.
Star dot QDB would be the default. If you search for all those and you find more than one, you might want to try just double-clicking on each one of them and see if the information you're looking for doesn't show up in one of those. So try one, close it, try the next one, close it, and go through, because you may have several different, like I said, companies that are set up, even though you don't realize you did that, and that's something that's very common.
Well, it's strange that it works fine for maybe a couple of months or 3 months, and then all at once it just, the data on my check register is gone. The data on my stock entries.
Yeah, and see, what I would say is if you could identify these files, you'd look at the dates and times on those files, the actual stamp that Windows puts on a file when you use it, and that may help show you exactly what's happening, because if you're going back and forth.
You know where I've seen this happen real commonly? Let me ask you real quick. Are you storing, do you know if you've moved or saved your Quicken information on someplace other than your hard drive, on a zip drive or something else that might be removable? Okay, some people do this. And they'll remove the zip cartridge and open Quicken, and it won't be able to find the default company, the company they usually work with, so it'll open up a default company.
No.
And they get real confused because it's not there.
Yeah, or if you've ever done backup from the current register to the hard drive, there's ways of doing that. Or there's a possibility you have a problem with your hard drive and you're getting corruption, but generally when that happens, you wouldn't be able to even open the Quicken file at all.
Right.
It would give you an error message saying that the file's corrupted.
Well, it works fine, and all at once it goes out.
I would start, get somebody over there that can help you track down those files. It sounds like you got multiple files, and for some reason, from time to time, you're reverting back to some older file.
All right.
Okay?
Thank you.
All right, Jim, good luck.
Just somebody sitting in front of that thing who can kind of take a look is really what it's going to probably take, because it's probably just there, but maybe another user that's doing something that's causing that to happen, or like I said, a lot of times people will store it on some kind of removable media, and if that thing's not there the next time you open Quicken,
it gets real cranky.
It'll get all confused.
Yeah,
so
buddy.
It's kind of a common thing. We see it all the time, and somebody who knows a little bit about files and how to search
and
that kind of thing, they'll probably have real good luck finding it.
It's definitely something. Hey, when we come back, we got B in Scottsdale, Jason in Scottsdale, and Debbie in Phoenix, all with their various questions, and you can also ask your questions, 602-277-5827.
And of course, we've got coming up our Geek Speak of the Week, our Extreme Internet Extreme Tip of the Week, and our WebAttack.com free download of the week. So stick around for all that stuff and check out the resources right now live at datadoctors.com/radio. We'll be back right after this short break.